Rabbi Elazar says, "Da, you should know, shedibur emes sheyotzei mipi hatzadik emes, that a dibur emes coming from the tzadik emes, afilu b'mili di'alma, even if it's in worldly items, even if it's not in Torah specifically, or in avodas Hashem specifically, hu yakar, it's more precious midivrei Torah shel tzadik acher." Than the words of Torah of a second tzaddik. And this boils down to a basic concept that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in many Torahs in Hilchot Moran, that you have two tzaddikim. If one is on a greater level, one is on a higher level, his chitzonius is on a higher level than the pnimius of the one below him. If you recall, we had this concept that each person has a chitzonius and a pnimius, an outer part and an inner part. The inner part is a higher level, the outer part is lower level. And Rabbeinu Zal stressed, al pisoid, according to the Arizal, according to the Sefer Kabbalah, that when it comes to these madrigos, when it comes to the spheroids, when it comes to tzaddikim, the chitzonius of the upper one is on a higher level than the pnimius of the lower one. So what he's talking about, basically, you have two tzaddikim. One tzaddik is on a higher level, one is on a lower level. The higher levels, divrei chayil, which are still diburei emes, it's a dibur emes, but it's not in Tyro or in Avayda, it's in divrei chayil, let's say, is on a higher level than the Divrei Torah of a lower tzaddik. And he's going to explain what and why and everything. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki b'ha Divrei Torah shel ha'acher, because in the Divrei Torah of the lower tzaddik, yochay liyos shom ta'aruvos harbe, there can be a lot of mixture. It's not a pure item, it could be a mix. It could be a mix. Havul zeh ha'dibur ha'yetze mipi ha'tzaddik emes, but a dibur coming from a tzaddik emes, even if it's not in Torah, hu rak emes levad. His dibur is only emes, and emes is only one. Emes is no mixture. Emes cannot be a mixture. Emes is one. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'kivon shehu rak emes, and since the words of this high tzaddik are just emes, ve'ein bo shum taruvos, and there's no mixture in it, ein yokar mimenu, there is nothing more precious than that. Umi sheshamei dibur mipi tzaddik emes, shehu dibur emes, a person who is zeicher to hear a word from a tzaddik emes, which is a dibur emes, ubefrat kisher roye oisayos, and especially if he's zeicher to see the tzaddik at the time that he's hearing the words from him. Bebechino, he says, the pasuk says, V'hayu einecho royais esmeirecho, that there is a concept of seeing your Rebbe, who mekabel bechinois haponim shel atzadik. The person who hears the words of the tzadik is zeichet to receive the face of the tzadik, ubechinois sechloi v'nishmosoi, and he's zeichet to receive the sechel of the tzadik and the neshama of the tzadik. Rabbeinu Zal explains, this tzaddik, who's on a very high level, he places his seichel into any words that he's machadish, that he creates anew. And this person who's listening to the words receives the words. So if the tzaddik, zeh gam kein b'chinos haneshama, this is also a concept of haneshama, ki haneshama hi b'chinas haseichel. With haneshama, another word for haneshama that's used many times in Sforim is seichel. Kemo shekosav, as the pasuk says in Iyov, v'nishmas shakai tevinein, that their the neshama of Hashem within them is what gave them their tevuna. So we see that the seichel of a person comes from the neshama, sheha neshama shebamaychi. So we see that when a person receives the dibur of a tzaddik, which contains in it his seichel, he's also receiving the neshama of a tzaddik. V'chein mekabel ponim sheloi, and the person is also receiving the ponim of a tzaddik. Ki hadibur shehu medaber hu emes, because a tzaddik emes, the words that he speaks are emes. V'emes hu haponim shel kol haponim. Emes is the face of all faces. The term emes and ponim go together. How do we prove it? Rabbeinu Zal says, the emes hu aponim shel kol aponim digdusha. Bebechina says, the pasuk says, mevakshe ponecho Yaakov selo, that they search out your face, Yaakov avinu. And we know that Yaakov Avinu is the Bechina of Emes. The Bechina is Titein Emes LeYaakov. So we see that Ponim is an Inyan of Emes. Note on the Levona, whose face is etched out? The Ponim of Emes, the Ponim of Yaakov Avinu. This person is receiving a word from a tzaddik. He's actually receiving the face, the sechel, and the neshama of the tzaddik. And there becomes engraved and inscribed within this person's brain the form of the tzaddik, which is his ponim and his seichel and his neshama. Ach, Rabbi Nizal says, however, picture a person who's zeicher to have this. That's phenomenal. Not a question. Rabbi Nizal says, ach, shetzorech lishmur mishikcha. Person has to be very, very careful to watch himself from shikcha. Ki shikcha mishakachas hakol mimenu. Shikcha causes a person to forget everything. Hainu kol mash nitzar b'datoy mi'adibor. Now, everything that was etched out in his mind through that dibor that he heard, everything becomes destroyed. Al yidei shikcha nishkach v'oiver mimenu kol hanal. Through shikcha, all of it is forgotten and passes away from the person completely. And even if the person will have the brains already to sit down and write down whatever he heard on a piece of paper to be able to remember it, when the shikha becomes strengthened, becomes heightened, the shikha even falls on the piece of paper that was written. There's a shikha that falls on that. For example, when the Chacham who was Mechadesh this item passes away, and we know that passing away, death, is very, very much related to forgetting. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Nishkachti kameis milev. I was forgotten, like a dead person is forgotten from a person's heart. So we see that death corresponds to the sin of forgetfulness. And then there is a shikha that rests even on the sefer that was written. Period. Which means that, for example, the whole Torah Shebaal Peh that we have, which is actually this Bechin of a Dibur Emes, Shiyotze Mipiat Tzadik Emes, the Diburim Amitim of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yezra Godel, the Tanoim, the Amaloim, these Tzadikei Elyoin, their words are these Bechin of Diburim Amitim, where a person who is Zeichet to learn their words is Zeichet to have their body. There is a Shikha that falls on anyone who learns the Diburim, even if he's getting it from a Sefer, even if it's already been written down on the Sefer itself, there is a Bechin of Shikha. So Rabbi Nizal says, V'oz Sheira Shikha, right, V'esh Eitzel Azeh, there is a solution to this. Letzayer Lefonov Demus Diuknoi Shel HaChochom B'Shah Salimud Kishalim Din Devorah. There is an Eitzel, the Yerushalmi says, Masech Eshkolim, that if a person ever wants to be able to remember that which he learned, if he looks at the face, at a picture, let's say, or at the face of a person who taught him something, that can help him very much to be able to remember whatever that person taught him. As the Yerushalmi says, Shetzorech Letzayer B'Shah Salimud Kilu Hatano Oimed Lefona. That a person, while he's learning Gemara specifically, he has to be careful to picture in his mind as though the Tana, who said these words, was standing in front of him. Ki b'hasefer shel hachochom nirsham v'nitzayer shom dmus hachochom. Because certainly in the Sefer of a Chacham is engraved and inscribed the Dmus of the Chacham. Ki elu hadiburim v'ho'isiyos hanershamim utziyorim ba'sefer. These words and letters which are engraved and pictured in the Sefer, hein seichel hachacham v'nishmosoi u'bechinas ponim. They are the seichel of the Chacham and his neshama and his ponim. Note, what are they actually? It's the Chacham of a person. Where is the Chacham of a person? Chachma seldom to'ir ponov. It's on the face of the person. Where is the chachma of a person? Mipiv das usuma, in his mouth. Where is the chachma of a person? In that which is written down from him. Oisi ois, machkimais. the letters give off chachma because part of the neshama, the tzaddik, is contained within the Isis. Isis corresponds to which sphera? Malchus. The per corresponds to which sphera? Malchus. Which has on it whose face? The face of Yaakov Avinu. The Levona is Malchus, the Leslamigam Aklum. All it has in it is the Oyer Haponim, the Chachma. I mean, as I've raised in Ter Aleph and Gedaman, it has nothing of its own except what it receives from Chachma. That's the Levona, which has this Oyer Haponim of Yaakov Avinu, who is Teferes, which is Koyach Mo, this concept of Chachma.
Did you give a proof how you know that even from the
Sefer
that it's forgotten?
No, we're going to be explaining that much more.
Okay.
We're going to be explaining that much more now.
You told me about picturing the person in front of you, and you said that person turned also.
It refers to,
and
right, 100%. Meaning, even if you don't know exactly what his face looked like, you picture the form of a tzaddik. In other words, the zokein diktusha, a beard, you picture the form of a tzaddik, and that alone has the power to help the person remember more. That's what it is. Nimtzo shesich levinish masvi ponashu demusay mamishu ba'ilu ha'itzeis v'atevois. So we see sefer v'sefer demus diuknoi shalachacham shechidish elo diburin. In every single sefer is found the form of the chacham who's mechadish those words. Ki kefi demusay, according to his form, meaning. In other words, the zokein diktusha, a beard, you picture the form of a tzaddik, that alone has the power to help the person remember more. That's what it is. So we see that the seichel, the neshama, and the ponim are in the oisies and tevois. Al kain, therefore, nimtzo b'chol sefer v'sefer demus diuknoi shalachacham shechidish elo diburin. In every single sefer is found the form of the chacham who's mechadish those words. Ki kefi demusai, according to his form, meaning. Dahainu sichloi v'nishmosai uponov shalachochom, according to the seichel, the quantity and quality of the seichel and the neshama and the ponim of the chacham, kein nitzvayirin hoisyeis b'hasefer. That's what determines any sefer that he writes, exactly what the sefer looks like, how big it is, how small it is, what words are written, why this word is put before this and this is after this. All of that is based on the seichel and the neshama and the ponim of the tzaddik who writes it. Because if the Chacham had a different form, he had a different seichel, or a different ponim, or a different neshama, he would have been mechadesh different words. The words would not have come out in this sequence and these specific words. According to whatever seichel he would have had, which was his demus. Nimtza. Sheyesh b'kol sefer demus diuknoi shel hachacham, that there is within every single sefer the form of the image of the chacham who was mechadesh it. Ukeshezoichel zikoroin, and when a person is zoichet to zikoroin, to remember, lizkor divrei hachacham kimoi she'omrom hachacham, when a person is zoichet to remember the words of the chacham exactly as the chacham said them, oy al yidei ma shechayzer kuf alef pomim, or the person is zeichet to review his learning 101 times, which is also something that helps zikaron tremendously. Shalidei zeh zeichroi, through that he remembers the learning. Oz kishoimer zeh hador b'shem hachacham. Then, when a person like this tells over the item in the name of the chacham, nitztayer lefono of demus diuknoi shel hachacham, there becomes it pictured in front of him the form of a chacham. V'hareyu ki'ilu amroi hechacham bi'atzmoi. And when this person is saying over the words, it becomes as though the original chacham who said the words was saying over the words. Ach, however, sheyihi hazikoroin be'emes b'koyach hazikoroin. We're talking about a case where this memory has to be really with the power of memory. She'oz nechkak bedato itmus diuknoi mamish kanal. Then if it becomes inscribed in this person's brain, the exact image of the tzaddik. Otherwise, it could be a blurred image, it could be a different kind of image completely. Remember, when we finish the whole Torah, anybody has any questions, we'll take it then. This is what the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Haloi Meid Yeled L'mohu Daima. A person who learns when he's young, what is that like? The Gemara says that's like writing on a piece of paper, that's a fresh piece of paper, a brand new piece of paper. Whereas a person who learns when he's older, it's like writing on a piece of paper that's been written on and erased 50 million times, so that even whatever you write on it isn't really visible clearly. Rabbi Nizal explains now. Kise haloimed im ha-talmid, a Rebbe who learns with a Talmud, who mamish kekosev b'diyoi al hanayor. It's exactly as though he were writing with ink onto a piece of paper. Umetzayer oisiois sichloi shom, and he's inscribing the letters of his sechel. The Rebbe is inscribing the letters of his sechel there. Kein humetzayer b'das ha-talmid. Just like when a person writes on a piece of paper, he's mitzvah, there's the sichle shom, so too in the das of the Talmud, sichle yed musay mamish kanal. Ach, sheyesh, bahalimud bechinais. But in learning, there's a lot of different levels. Hainu, sheyesh bechinais haloimed yeled. There is a concept of one who learns when he's young. Now note, how does Rabbeinu Zal explain this? Hainu kisheha Talmud shemeh hadover mipi horav mamish. When a Talmud hears the words from the Rebbe himself, uboeis shechidesh horav ze hadover, and at the time that the Rebbe was mechadesh this item, in other words, he hears it from the Rebbe at the time that the Rebbe was mechadesh the item, sheoz hu bechinas yeled, then the Rebbe is in a state of bechinas yeled. He's like a small child. Why? Ki hachidushim nishavin al yidei ma shemales hanafoshes bebechinas ibur umechadeshesim kemavur leil. If you recall, we learned in Torah Yud Gimel that how does a tzaddik bring about chidushei Torah? What he does is he rises up. He's male the nefoshes of all those who are attached to him. He's male them bebechinas ibur. He elevates them into a state of pregnancy. The pasuk said that like a chacham takes the nefoshes and he rises up with him. V'yayreid oiz mibotcha, and he brings down oiz is Torah. Hashem oiz ki lekach tano samachem darsam ve'ezchem. Hashem oiz la'oyitin is Torah mibotcha, from its original place. So in other words, the tzaddik at the time that he's bringing down the Torah, he's like a yeled in a mother's stomach, because he's rising up in this bechin of ibur, a concept of pregnancy at that time, a concept of a very, very small child. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'nimtza shehu bechinas yeled kilu noilad hayoyim." Then the tzaddik is bechinas yeled as though he was born that day. Then the limudim that he teaches, the limud that this Rebbe teaches, is like ink being written on a fresh piece of paper. It's inscribed and written down there very, very clearly without any blurriness whatsoever.
Is mala that the nefesh are those who listen.
Right.
And the fact that, you know, their nefesh is like, brings down the parent.
Right.
I mean, I'm also saying what the yellow might be the Talmud.
Could be.
This one that's writing, you know, like all of teaching the yellow, and, you know, that's how it gets done.
Right, but you'll see in a minute. You'll see in 1 second. Oh. Let's continue for a second. But a person who learns older, meaning he doesn't hear it from the chacham directly, or he doesn't even hear it over from the chacham's mouth. Or he hears it over from the Chacham's mouth, but not at the time that the Chacham was Mechadesh it, where at that time he was in this state of Yeled, but he hears it afterwards. V'azai loy mischadesh nishmosay b'b'chinas ibur. Then this person's neshama has not become nischadesh in this state of ibur. Va'oz b'b'chinas zokein k'moy shayam mikoydem. Then this person is in the state of zokein as he was previously. Va'oz daim elajay k'suvah mayar mochok. Then it becomes at like ink that's written on a piece of paper that's been erased many times. Just a minute now. שהכסב מטושטשון, the writing is very blurry there. כן החידש שמחדש החוכם, אף שנכתוב ונחקק בדעתו, although והחידשת את החוכם אז מחדש, is written and inscribed in the guy's brain, על כל זה לא נצטייר היטב שון, it wasn't written down well there, ויוכל לשוקחוי, and he can forget it. וזה בחינס, רבי נזל says, this is the concept of דיוי לעבד ליאס קראבוי. The Gemara has an expression many times that we say that Talmud Chochom is not better than Hashem. Kaviyoch, like let's say by Moshe Rabbeinu versus Hashem, if you recall, we just had a case recently where Moshe Rabbeinu was begging Hashem a lot of times, and Hashem told him stop because this is going to come out being embarrassing. The Gemara says in Brochas that there was once, one Tana once said that there's going to come a time when the homes of Tzadikim are going to be burned, destroyed. So his friend told, so one of his friends had a big Chalisha Sadas by hearing this. So he told him, so what, but it's going to be rebuilt. He saw that he was still in a state of Chalisha. So what, it's going to be rebuilt, but it's going to be destroyed. He told him, Daya le'evet li'es karaboy. In other words, it's not right for a Talmud to be any better than the Rebbe. The Rebbe is Hashem. Hashem's home is going to be burned and rebuilt. We're not better. The Eved, the slave, cannot be better than the master. Note, it's talking about slave. Rabbi Nizal says, Dayoi le'eved li'ez karaboi le'eved daiko. Eved, the word Eved is used here specifically. Why? Eved, whom he says, Zoichem Hashem Kabbal miraboi, Aide shechoza kufal of Pomen Kanal. The term Eved refers to a person who remembers his learning by having reviewed it 101 times. Not because when he heard it originally, he heard it at the time that the Rebbe was Mechadish and it got etched out in this manner. No. His memory comes from the fact that he reviewed it 101 times. Kama Shadash Vazal, as the Gemara says, that there'll come a time when we'll recognize the difference between Oved Elikim, La'asher Loyavodai. Oved Elikim, the Gemara says, Hachazir Perkoi Meyapomim, Kufalapomim. Oved Elikim refers to one who reviews his learning 101 times. Note, what is he called? Not Ben Elikim. He's called Oved Elikim, Bechinas Eved. Rabbi Nahal says, Vayede hazikoroin zeiche liyeis kerabli. And through his memory, he is zeiche to get to be like his Rebbe. Ki nizdamen lo idmus diuknoi shal rabbi, there appears to him the form of his Rebbe, uki ilu rabbi omroyos kanal. And it's as though his Rebbe said it at that time. Ki nechkak v'nistayer heitev bedatoi, because there becomes carved out and inscribed very well in his brain the ponim and tmus of the Rebbe, like ink written on a piece of paper. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vze bechinas dayoi li'eved." The word dayoi means enough. The word dayoi also means ink. Ink. Rabbi Nizal says, "Bechinas dayoi ksuva." This refers to ink written. Why? Rabbi Nizal says, "Kimash netzayer d'musay etzla ha'talmid u'bechinas diyoi." This that the Rebbe's form has become inscribed in the Talmud's brain. That's a concept of ink. Just like ink makes an inscription on a piece of paper, so too the Rebbe's form has become inscribed on a person's brain. Kiloy netzayer ela d'mus diyuknoi. Because through this concept of memory, a memory gained the Bechinas Eved by reviewing it 101 times, there it's only the image of the form that becomes inscribed. Kize klal. This is a rule that's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Shekol ha-hislapshus shemislabesh dargo bedargo, that whenever one level becomes cloaked in a lower level, einoy mislabesh elo madrega achroino shebedargo yoyno. It's only the lowest level, the lowest part of the upper level that becomes nislabesh in the lower level. For example, if we're talking about Eilamais, when we say that a person does a certain item through which he's zeiche to cause a light to come down from the Eilam HaYetzira to the Eilam HaAsiya, we're talking about a connection that takes place only by the Malchus of the Eilam HaYetzira. In other words, it's never any upper part that gets involved. When an upper level becomes nislabish in a lower level, it's only the lowest part of the upper level that becomes nislabish. Hainu bechinas raglin shelhu elyona, the feet of the upper level. This is the terminology that's used many times in the Kisvei Arizal and others foreign. V'hu madrego horishona etzel dargo hatachtoina. That's the first level within the upper world excuse me, that the lower world hits, you know, reaches. And as the Gemara, as the Medrash says, Masha osiso chachma ataro l'raisho, osiso anovo ekev l'silusa. That which chachma made a crown for its head, anovo considers that the bottom of its feet. In other words, chachma is the highest level within the Olam HaAsiyah, let's say. What is above the chachma of the Olam HaAsiyah? Reishis chachma, Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is above chachma. But chachma was the last level within the Olam HaAsiyah. So this Yiras Hashem that we're talking about, what are we talking about? We're talking about the malchus of the Olam HaYetzirah. We're talking about the malchus of the Olam HaYetzirah, which is Yira, il molei meiro shel malchus. That malchus is the bottom of the feet of Anova. In other words, Anova, compared to Chachma, is considered already the next world. So whenever we're comparing two worlds, it's what's above the head of the lower world, that's the bottom of the feet of the one above it. That's the concept. In other words, that's always where the hookup is, between two levels. V'alkein lo'initztayer elohatmus. That's why the only part that becomes inscribed is the image. It's like ink. Although through ink, a person can make a picture that's an exact duplicate image of whatever image you're trying to picture, it certainly is not the object itself. If you see a beautiful painting of a landscape, it's not the landscape itself. It's an image of the landscape. Kein hadibur, so to the words. Av sheboin itztayer hadmus, although we say that in the dibur of a tzaddik becomes inscribed his demus, his sechel, al kol ze eino yelo tziur udemus, it's only an image. Hainu madrego hatachtoino shelo, it's only the lowest level of a tzaddik. When a Talmud comes to learn by a Rebbe and he hears the diburim of the Rebbe, which level of that Rebbe is he hearing? By the fact that he's a Talmud, the maximum that he can get is the Malchus of that Rebbe, the lowest level possible, the most Malchus Peh. Mipiv dasu smuna doesn't mean that the Peh is equal to the brain. It means that the Peh can give off any person, no matter what level of knowledge he's on. When it comes to speaking, he can only speak out the lowest part within his framework of knowledge. Hainu dibur, v'hovein, and understand this, that the dibur is the lowest level. Dibur is the malchus. So when we talk about a Rebbe and Talmud, we're talking about two levels. Let's say the Rebbe is Olam HaYetzirah, the Talmud is Olam HaAsiyah. The only part of the Rebbe that's connected to the Talmud is the malchus. The only part of the upper world that's mashpia to the lower world is the malchus, the lowest part, the lowest madrega. Hainu, that's the concept of Eish Chayro Agabi Eish Lavena. The Gemara says that when the Luchos were given to by Hashem to the Jews, it was black fire on top of white fire. Bechinas Moichin, Bechinas Venoiznim in Levonoin, Melibuna de Moicha. The white fire is a concept of Moichin, it's a concept of the white matter of the brain. But what was it in actuality? In other words, the white fire was covered up by what? By black fire. All that the Yidden were able to see was the black fire, which means the lowest part of the white. In other words, in white, the lowest part of the white is the darkest part of the white. That's what it is. V'ze b'chinas shchayrani v'novo. This is the concept where the Shechina says to the Jews about the Shechina's love for the Jews. Shchayrani v'novo. I am black, but I am beautiful. That which is considered black by the one above, meaning by Hashem, his lower level, is beautiful and very, very high to the tachtein, meaning the highest height that the tachtein can achieve is the lowest level of the elyon. This is an incredible explanation to understand the concept of Rabbi Talmud, to understand this concept of writing. When we see black oisiyos in any sefer is usually black and white, that concept, what it is, the black is malchus, the levona has no light of its own, and yet it has the face of Yaakov Avinu. The levona is dark, whose face Yagovino, the Sefer the Tzadik Emes, has in it the Emes of the Tzadik, the Sechel upon him, but it's only Demus Yuknoi, and a person has to daven very hard to be Zeche, to be able to picture the image of the Tzadik, and to be Zeche, to be able to draw the Limudin in the same manner as when they were originally given. When he spoke these words originally, when he's Mechadish them, that's the manner that the person has to try to achieve them. Now the question is about this concept of Yeled. I just want to take a look for a second in this Torah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Elazar explains in that Torah that there's two chachmas that the tzaddik has to have. The tzaddik has to have one chachma in knowing how to be malakeit the nefashos of all those around him and elevate them. That's chachma number one. And elevate them, bebechinas ibur, bring them into a state of pregnancy and bring them up. And then pregnancy results in birth. In the process of bringing down, there's a birth, a leida that takes place, which is the Torah that he's mechadesh. He brings down Torah in this manner.
Do we resolve the question, though, that how we know that when Shikha comes about, that even on the Sefer itself, that they mentioned in the beginning, was it just an assumed thing that this is what happened?
It seems to be an assumed thing because of the fact that Rabbi Elazar explained how the Sefer is exactly the same. The concept of writing onto a Sefer is the same concept as a Rebbe teaching verbally, where the letters get inscribed in a person's brain versus the letters getting inscribed on a piece of paper.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Now, note also that I can prove it to you a few ways. How did Shikha come about originally? How did Shikha come to the world?
Nachash.
No.
Shvi. There was a Bechinas Shikha on the paper. You understand?
Yeah.
And
it comes, in the writing, there was a Bechinas Shikha. Yeah, the Shivrei Luchas,
mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, you have also the fact that it's written by, by Yeshua. When Yeshua went to do battle against the Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu told, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksoiv Zois, Zikoloin Basefer, the symbols of Yeshua. Write this to be remembered in a Sefer. Seeming to imply that it's not just the Sefer alone, the writing of it in the Sefer, that's going to ensure the remembering. It should be written in a manner where it'll generate Zikoin Basefer.
Oh,
you understand?
Okay.
Implying that there is room for the opposite. That although it's written down, it could be forgotten now, if the one who writes it passes away. Because note, what's the words by Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going to pass away. Ki yodati achrei moisi, ki hashcheis tashchis maino, that after my passing you're going to destroy. And it says over there, you're going to forget what I taught you.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to forget if he wrote it down?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is the passing away of the tzaddik causes a shikha even to fall on that which he wrote down.
Mm-hmm.
Which again can give you a difference, can explain the difference between the Talmidim and the tzaddik emes himself, let's say Rav Elazar's Talmidim, versus anyone's who come later, any height that they can achieve, unless, like Rabbi Zal said, if a person is going to have a direct chain, Rav Muslim once said, Ashrei to the eyes that saw the eyes, that's all of Enesel, that kind of concept. Where there you can have a direct hookup, because
mm-hmm.
there you can have this concept of Ahoyu Einecha, Rayas Smailecha, literally travel from generation to generation. In other words, you picture Rabbi Zal when he sent out of Kohel Ezel, the kind of magnetic, drawing, like he had the Hishtaikikas that he had to draw Seichel from him, and his looking into his eyes. You picture the kind of Kisufin that Rav Kohel Ezel had when he sat in front of his Rebbe, Rav Nachman Shigurin Zal, drawing the Chachma. You picture that chain hookup, that's the only way it's conceivable that the limud that you draw from such a person becomes, in a sense, it's like it's a direct hookup, a direct line. But even then, you understand that there is a difference.
Mm-hmm. It was just one thing. When they have the phrase of al halaynei zaken,
right?
Is that one who teaches the zaken?
No.
One
who
learns.
Exactly.
So why does it say of al zaken halaynei?
No. A person, Lomate here means teaches. In other words, technically it might have been clearer to learn Hamalamed, but that's the wording in the Mishnah. Although, just a second, Halamed Yelet, no, there it's not talking about teaching. There it's talking about one who learns when he's young, this and this happens. One who learns once he's gotten older, this and this happens. Period.
Yeah, that means should be, Yelet Halamed. Not Halamed Yelet.
No. In other words, that's Hebrew, that's flowery Hebrew, so that you can word it either way. The child who learned, that's
okay.
Semantics, right? Okay. No problem. Go ahead.
It seemed like the whole first part of the paragraph, Lorenzo's trying to show how everything is it the safer and just that kind of thing? And like, I don't know how it seemed like I went like both like the other way at the end here, like starting with the Dharma was calm. I think it was somehow gotten that it's not really there, it's only at the most. But
right.
Nothing.
In other words, the fact he's stressing two items to you, that number one, the best alternate possible to hearing the Chiddush at the time that the Chacham said it, which is fabulous, and which certainly cannot be equaled by any other way, the best alternate to it is learning from a Sefer. Period. Now, so here he explains to you that everything, the Sechel and the Shaman Ponim, goes into the Sefer, which makes the Sefer a phenomenal item. But you should know that the Sefer cannot be equal. In other words, the Sefer, because regardless of anything, you take a picture of something, it's a picture of it. That was right, again, because Rabbeinu Zal wanted to stress, let's say you say people today who learn Rabbeinu Zal's forum would want to think that they're on the same level as Rabbeinu Zal's Talmidim. The answer is most definitely not, because there is a tremendous difference between one who gets to see a picture and one who gets to see the real thing. Let's say us, we were zecher to see a picture of Rav Kahalei Zal, that kind of item. You could imagine that as much as you're impressed by a picture, it can't generate the same exact kind of feeling as one who actually saw the person. He has the picture of the person etched out in his mind, not the picture.
But I've also said it at the end of the Devor.
Right.
They're just like, you know, the Sefer is just the ink. So
right.
So the Devor, it's not like the real.
Exactly.
It's just, even if you hear it from his, and see him and everything.
That what? That
it's
what?
Not the real.
Haha, no, not that it's not the right thing. Here he's telling you, the question is, you have a Talmud, you have a Rebbe. If you're telling me that the Diburim of the Rebbe are his Seichel and his Neshama and his Ponim, then by being his Talmud, I'm equal to the Rebbe. He wants you to know that's not true. Because the best that you could possibly get, when you have an upper world, being Mashpia to a lower world, the best that you could possibly get is from the lowest sphere. That's what he's stressing. So in other words, you should know that Rabbeinu Zal's Talmidim were not Rabbeinu Zal. You should know that we are not Rabbeinu Zal's Talmidim. He's describing three levels. But in the beginning, he gave you a phenomenal introduction. You should know that this is still spectacular. The difference between hearing a Dibur Emes from a Tzadik Emes, even if it's in Lichoel, versus hearing a regular, in other words, so that you can understand possibly that the learning of this form of the Tzadik Emes would be on a much higher level than hearing a shir from a different person who's not Mekusha to the Tzadik Emes in any way on Divrei Torah. You understand? Because within the learning of the Sforim of Rabbeinu Zal, let's say, are considered on a higher level than hearing a shir from a Talmud Chacham today who's not Mekusha to Rabbeinu Zal. Although here it's live, and you're hearing it at the time that he's saying it and everything, still doesn't match. There could be taruvos, and in this, there's no concept of taruvos. It's only MS. LMI, unfortunately, because we weren't alive in that time, it's not, it's the demus of MS. It's the demus of MS.
So is it like that he's qualifying, we said at the beginning?
100%. In other words, he's letting you know that you should know that there's still a distinction that, in other words, towards the middle, he was explaining that there's a difference between the Talmidim who heard it directly versus the ones who didn't hear it directly. Then he's letting you know there's a difference between those who heard it directly and the Chacham himself. Oh. There's no comparison between them, because you should know that the maximum that you can give, the Lucha is for Eish Shchayr al Gabi Eish Lavena. It wasn't Eish Lavena. The Eish Lavena, it's not possible to draw directly. It's only Eish Shchayr that we can draw. Kaviyachal Eish Lavena symbolizes Hashem, the Moyach of Hashem, Kaviyachal. What we got was the Eish Lavena covered up by the Eish Shchayr.
So what is the Dimah? What does he mean by the Dimah?
Picture.
Not the end, it's only like a Dimah.
Right. Meaning that within the Chacham itself, this is his lowest. Very simple. Literally, in other words, you take a Chacham, there's the Chachma of the Chacham, there's the Bina, there's the Chesed, there's the Gevura, the Dibur is the Malchus of the Chacham, literally. That's the Demus. Chachma Sodom To'ir Ponov, Mipiv Dasu Svuna, although from his pay you're getting his Dasu Svuna, but we're qualifying that. You're not getting his whole Dasu Svuna, you're getting the lowest part of his Dasu Svuna. But it's still MS, Belishim Taruvais.
When you speak about, like you were saying about Yisoid, which shoots Tikkunim throughout all the spheres, so that's a case where you have a lower sphere shooting Tikkunim to the upper ones as well. you mentioned that it shoots tikkunim to all over, if it could be psychic and everything. Right. In that case, also, would it be the Malchus of Yisrael that's doing the tikkun?
Possibly. Possibly. Although generally, here we're talking in terms of when an Elyon is mashpia to a tachton. Whenever there's an Elyon being mashpia to a tachton, you should know that which part of the Elyon is doing the hashpah. It's the lowest part of the Elyon, period. And again, if you think about this, it's an easy thing to understand. You get a person who attends a shir of a makubal, you know that by the fact that you're not his chavrusa, in other words, by the fact that you're not on equal standing with him, there's no way in the world that he could present to you his own understanding of that item. He can only present to you, within his understanding, the lowest type of, the easiest type of understanding that he has. That's what he can give over to someone who doesn't have it. That's what it is. What do you understand?
As far as, you know, looking at a picture, we said he's supposed to look at the picture of, it's good to look at the picture of the one who was mechadish towards. Would it be similar, say, to look at the picture, let's say, of your Rebbe who you know, led you on to all your, you know?
Definitely. Rebbe's the one mentioned this item. In other words, when he was giving out pictures or colors and that kind of thing, he quoted this Gemara, this Yerushalmi, that there is a definite Indian that the Gemara brings about looking at a picture of its tzaddik. Most definitely.
And also, we're saying that the learning of the limit 101 times, that's equal to the writing?
Exactly. Again, because the Gemara says that causes it to be etched out. It's the spachin of dayoi ma'eved lihi eskarabo. You understand? It's the dayoi of the eved. It's the dayoi of this, that this oive delikim is a concept of dayoi. It's a concept of writing with him, where it's not exactly the image of the Rebbe, but it's like dayoi. It's like written down. Now, note the Mefarshim bring on this. The item that Rabbi Nizal quotes in the Chaim Muha B'Zayin HaKadosh Truma, that there what the Zayin HaKadosh says is that Chachma is Yud. Chachma is the letter Yud. Kulam B'Chachma Sisa, that's the letter Yud. Yud Vav Dalim. This concept of Diyoi, we have, if you recall, Rabbi Nizal has a Torah, Pei Beis, Lotam Antanino, where Rabbi Nizal says that Zachar is the Bechin of Keseder, Nekeva is Shalai Keseder. Nukva, Malchus, is Shalai Keseder. Tashrak. Nukva is Diyoi. In other words, which part, when we talk about a concept of writing, when we talk about a concept of Hashem giving over his Chochma to Bnei Yisrael, was this concept of Diyoi, you should know that it was the Kaviyochol, it was the Nukva of Hashem at the best. It was the lowest Madrega by Hashem, which is the Shalei Keseder. It's Dalad Yud Vav versus Yud Vav Dalad. You understand? That's what the Zohar Kodesh here is talking about. The Zohar Kodesh says here, that Olam Hazeh is a concept of Diyoi, whereas Olam Haba, in other words, within this Eish Chayra, Gabi Eish Laveno, Olam Hazeh is a concept of Eish Chayra, which is Din, which is Tzarais, versus Olam Haba, which will be the Eish Laveno. That'll be the Chochma of Atika Stimto, the concept of whiteness, Chivra Ketalga, the concept of whiteness. On this world, what this world is a Bechin of Shalom, this world, compared to the other world is called Olam Ha Temes. This is called Olam HaSheker. Sheker is Shalai Keseder. In Sheker, you should know that the only part of Emes that we could have is the Diyoi, the Shalai Keseder. The Diyoi, the ink, the Shalai Keseder. We can't draw the Shef in the form of Yud Vav Dalet. We draw it in the form of Shalai Keseder.
This concept that, in other words, the lowest level of the higher tzaddik is higher than the highest level of the lower tzaddik. I mean, according to this, it should be that, in other words, if Reuben is higher than Shimon, it should be higher than Shimon in everything.
Most definitely.
I mean, we see that some people like some midas that they're, I mean, the chayach that they're better in some things than others.
The answer is that's true. In other words, you have a person, let's say, who's learning is better, but his davening is worse. But it seems that the way this accounting is done in heaven, when we say a person is on a higher level, when he's rated, in other words, in a bottom line figure as higher, he's pictured in a sense, in other words, called tzaddik v'tzaddik nechve mechu posrei shel chaveroi, meaning the other tzaddik will be on a higher place than him. Because if the bottom figure, the net figure, was that he came out higher, he'll end up being in a higher place, period. If he's on a higher place, then in his higher place, his feet. Let's see, picture a person on the first floor or on the second floor. That's what it is.
Yes.
Now you have a concept that Rabbeinu Zal brings a different time of the run, that the feet of the upper world correspond to the chose of the lower world. In other words, an overlap. What you're talking about is that kind of thing about an overlap. There is such a concept in Kabbalah. We had it, if you recall, I think Torah Chavhei or something. Rabbeinu Zal talked about that the chitzonius of the upper world gets in the salvation, a whole explanation there. Where there was a concept of overlap, and Rabbi Zal once mentioned something about that as far as the Yom Tovim were concerned, that the chose of the Nukva, the chest by the Nukva, corresponds to the feet of the Duchra. But here Rabbeinu Zal seems to be talking about that when we talk in general about one who's higher and one who's lower, generally, it means that the bottom of the higher one is lower, Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. The bottom within a novel is higher than the highest top in Chachmah. That's what it is.
You think the higher tzaddik pull up the lower tzaddik?
Of course, it's a shame. Higher tzaddik can pull up a Rasha. You have the Agada, which two are put next to each other, the Chacham and the Rasha. Baruch Hashem, I'll hold it here for now.
How do you move it from learning one who learns when he's young to the Avodah?
Because the learning when it's young, the Gemara compares that to ink written on a good piece of paper, a piece of paper that hasn't been used yet, which means a concept of young. That paper is young, it's new, versus the paper that's old, it's been written on once, scratched out, written again, that kind of thing.
And what's the other thing? That is one of the lines from old?
Exactly. Exactly. In other words, that's what Rabbeinu Zal refers to as the Oyved, Oyved Elikim, where he's not getting exactly what the Ben got, in a sense. In other words, he's not getting the exact image of the Tzaddik, but within the Mus, he's getting the best that he can get. That's what it is.